Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. At the outset, allow me to pay tribute to the hard work that you and your team have been carrying since your election as chair of this open-ended working group. Particularly, my delegation would like to express our most sincere gratitude for the efforts exerted in the elaboration of this draft report. The task you have in your hands has not been easy, but we are sure that your commitment to the implementation of Resolution 7033, taking forward multilateral nuclear disarmament negotiations, and your well-known diplomatic skills will bring our work to a successful conclusion. Mr. Chairperson, please allow me to make the following comments of general nature to the draft report, bearing in mind that my delegation will make specific proposals and suggestions when we do a first reading of the draft. Mexico believes that the current draft is a good basis for our discussions. In its core, the draft clearly seeks to fulfill the task that this open-ended working group has, and that is to submit a report on its substantive work and agreed recommendations to the General Assembly at its 71st session. The contribution of this OEWG will only be measured by the breadth and ambition of its new proposals and not by the reiteration of old ones. In keeping with the title and spirit of the resolution that established this open-ended working group, its report should emphasize forward-looking proposals, of which there were many and potentially groundbreaking, that over the patchwork of recycled ones. The adoption of this report by consensus is not only desirable, but also possible. But consensus cannot be forged by eliminating the bits each one of us does not like, as that would be an unacceptable misrepresentation of our hard work. We are not here to rewrite history. Consensus can only be built around a description that is a fair reflection of what happened, including the fact that different views were expressed and different recommendations were made. Mr. Chairperson, the draft report is indeed a good basis. There is nevertheless the need to make drafting changes in some paragraphs in order to make it more accurate. Also, we have noticed that some very relevant discussions held during our substantive work, both in February and May, are absent from the draft. This is what I'd like to focus on during the rest of this intervention. One very important element we see missing is the supremacy of collective security over national interest, as an overwhelming majority called to follow the imperative of human security for all and to ensure the protection of civilians against risk stemming from nuclear weapons. In this context, we found no reference to the widely shared fundamental principle that nuclear weapons are never used again under any circumstances. In our view, the report does not accurately reflect the clear division of views between those committed to make progress in nuclear disarmament, trying to move forward with new ideas, and those which propose to continue the path that we have been following for many decades, effectively ensuring the continuity of the status quo. Needless to say, a separate paragraph recognizing the contribution of civil society will be required. Mr. Chairperson, regarding discussions held under Operative Paragraph 3 of Resolution 7033, the draft report would be more accurate if it elaborates on the particular responsibilities of nuclear-armed states, countries under nuclear deterrence doctrine, and non-nuclear weapon states hosting nuclear weapons in their territory. As it was expressed during our sessions, some of the measures that could contribute to taking forward multilateral nuclear disarmament negotiation include information by non-nuclear weapon states hosting nuclear weapons in their territory on the actions that they are taking to reduce the risk of the catastrophic consequences of an accidental, mistaken, or unauthorized nuclear weapon detonation in their own territories. Also, as a significant transparency and confidence-building measures, states that are part of military alliances that include nuclear weapon states should report on steps taken to eliminate the role of nuclear weapons in their security doctrines. Let us also recall that during our discussions, participants expressed their concerns on the current modernization programs of nuclear weapons, as well as the assessment that such programs may reflect a lack of commitment to nuclear disarmament. These modernized weapons are easier to use and far more powerful. In the current security environment of heightened tensions, the risk of use of nuclear weapons, either by design or accident, far from diminishing, has greatly increased. Mr. President, some delegations made a particular call for the consideration of the security environment. My delegation would like to reiterate that it is precisely because of the high priority that we give to collective security as a fundamental principle over which the United Nations was founded that we consider of the utmost importance to exert all efforts to take forward multilateral nuclear disarmament negotiations. The existence of nuclear weapons represents a major threat to collective security. As long as nuclear weapons exist, the possibility of their detonation remains, as well as the risk to witness their catastrophic humanitarian consequences. Recent events in several countries show us that no state is immune to natural disasters, action by non-state actors, and alterations to the institutional order. We have to be aware that these situations can cause major disruptions to the command and control chain that may lead to intentional or accidental detonation of nuclear weapons. We're convinced that moving forward in multilateral nuclear disarmament negotiations could contribute to a safer world for all. Let us contribute to the efforts toward this end by successfully concluding the job of this open-ended working group and agreeing on an accurate report of its substantive work and agreed recommendations for consideration by the upcoming UN General Assembly. I thank you.